to Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. This is The View from Wayne America. From politics to education, from agriculture to business, you'll hear it all right here. Opinions expressed by our guests may not reflect those of this station. Now, turn up your radio and enjoy today's View.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the view.
Welcome into The View from Wayne America here on Big Red Country KTCH 1049, the city KCTY 989-1590, and WayneDailyNews.com. Joined with Nebraska State Treasurer John Morante and State Senator Julie Slama here on The View from Wayne America. Guys, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So making the trip here throughout Nebraska. So how's the day been going so far for you guys?
Wonderful so far. Just enjoying talking about what's going on in the State Capitol building and important financial literacy education.
So obviously, Treasurer Morante, we'll start with you and kind of talk about the State Treasurer's Office and what you guys do there.
Sure. So in the State Treasurer's Office, we have a couple main functions. First is Treasury management, making sure that when the legislature passes its budget, the governor signs it, that we send the money out on time to the right places. We also run Nebraska's College Savings Program, which is a program we're very, very proud of. We have one of the highest-ranked, best college savings programs in the entire country. And then, of course, everybody's favorite topic is unclaimed property. When people lose track of a little bit of money, it gets turned over to the State Treasurer's Office, and our job is to return it to the people of Nebraska.
And then Senator Slama, Legislative District Number 1, kind of talk about what communities make up that district and give us a recap of how the legislative session went.
Yes, my legislative district is District 1, which is Southeast Nebraska, Oto, Nemaha, Johnson, Pawnee, and Richardson counties. So communities like Nebraska City, Fall City, Auburn, Tecumseh, Pawnee City comprise that great district right in the southeast corner of the state. The legislative session this year was very productive. Nebraska is in a very strong financial position in the aftermath of COVID. We were fortunate to have a strong foundation in place beforehand and have a strong rainy day fund. So that put us in a great position when it came to budgeting everything out this year. Nebraska is one of the only states in the country that has a balanced budget amendment. So every time we pass a budget, it has to balance out, unlike those folks in D.C. So our budget this year really was very expansive. It was the most consequential bill of this session. It covered everything from COVID recovery money to investing more in our rainy day fund to providing about $1 billion worth of property tax relief and investing in our rural communities. So it was certainly a very productive session. And we also passed a major financial literacy package, which is why we're here today.
again, the State Treasurer Morante joining us along with Senator Slama. So, of course, Senator Slama, you just brought that up, the Financial Literacy Act. I saw when I was looking through it, Senator McKinney of Legislative District 11 was on there as well. Yeah. So kind of talk about where this started and where we're at now with this this act.
Yes, this bill is a combination of both Senator Terrell McKinney of Omaha and I's financial literacy bills that we brought separately this year. The first component is Senator McKinney's bill that comprises the main bill, which requires that school districts implement age-appropriate financial literacy, personal finance lessons throughout their K-12 education. My bill adds financial literacy as a graduation requirement, meaning that a student graduating from Nebraska's high schools needs to have taken a semester of personal finance or financial literacy. We combined those two into one bill and passed it. It was one of the few bills I've ever seen pass the legislature unanimously. So getting that across the finish line was a big win, not just for the unicameral, but for students across Nebraska as well, to really ensure that every Nebraska student has a great toolbox of financial literacy as they head out into the adult world.
And then, of course, Treasurer Morante, I was reading, too, this was a priority for you, I know, and you were in favor of it for sure. So what do you like about now about the Financial Literacy Act?
Sure. So personal finance and financial literacy is an issue which is extremely important to me. Really started by my predecessor, Don Stenberg, of state treasurers in Nebraska and across the country, taking the lead and really letting people know how important it is that kids graduate from high school with curriculum and training in personal finance. As a person who, before my time as state treasurer, I operated my family's small business, employed a lot of young people, and it really concerned me that basic financial skills like balancing a checkbook, developing a personal budget, understanding the difference between good and bad debt, especially as kids head off to college and amount more and more student loan debt, which is really crippling our state and our country. It was a priority of mine to be able to go out and provide free resources to the people of Nebraska to get personal finance training and to be able to work with strong leaders in the unicameral like Senator Slama and Senator McKinney, who understands the importance of teaching this curriculum to kids and making sure that every kid will graduate with this sort of teaching and training. I think it's a great thing for the kids in Nebraska.
Yep, and you're talking about a lot of great coursework topics there, a lot of real-world situations that are, of course, there as well. So obviously, this is another question I have for you both. Why is it important that today's youth are going to required to, I guess, take these and, of course, use them for when they grow into the real world as well?
Oh, these skills are so important for kids to be able to grasp and understand. I always like saying, I've never used the quadratic formula since graduating high school, but my financial literacy course, my civics education, I use those kinds of real world classes every single day since graduation. So making sure that kids understand the basics of making solid financial decisions right off the bat is so important, because we're sending these 18-year-olds off to college and into a world where there's a record amount of student loan debt and where there are predatory lenders on campus to sell kids on credit cards and student loans, which, mind you, student loan debt is the only kind of debt that can't be forgiven through bankruptcy. So we're potentially saddling these kids who wouldn't have had the financial literacy coursework to make financial decisions that will impact the rest of their lives. So it's just so important that kids across the state, regardless of what school district you go to, have that course in financial literacy and a basic grasp of these concepts.
Anything else you'd like to add?
I would add that one of the biggest policy challenges we're facing as a state is workforce development and making sure that the kids in Nebraska receive post-secondary education, some education past high school. Now, for us, that's a big part of what we talk about in the College Savings Program, but we consider those conversations to be part of financial literacy, that there are so many jobs that are available right now in the state of Nebraska. We have more jobs available than we have people to fill them. Almost all of those jobs require some sort of education past high school, but not necessarily a four-year degree from a university. It's one of the biggest misnomers we have on 529 college savings plans is that they can only be used in Nebraska or they can only be used at four-year universities, and that's not true. Community colleges, trade schools, vocational schools, and now apprenticeships are all costs that can be paid with college savings, and parents need to be having those conversations with their kids that there are lots of good-paying jobs in the state that are available that don't require a four-year degree and going into hundreds of thousands of dollars of student loan debt.
Again, State Treasurer John Morante joining us here along with Senator of Legislative District 1 Julie Slama here on The View from Wayne America. Of course, there was a study in the article I received talking about, highlighting how kids are not learning, personal finance at home. What do you both take away, I guess, from that study?
My biggest takeaway is that when you don't have an across-the-board policy like we now do in Nebraska, that every school district will teach these personal finance classes, these financial literacy courses, and you leave it to the parents, well, sometimes both parents are working. Sometimes both parents don't have a strong foundation in financial literacy to start with, or there's gaps. So making sure that there's a solid, standardized curriculum across the state is so important to ensure that every Nebraska student, regardless of what your home situation is like, has an access to these tools in this toolbox. A personal example for me, I was lucky to grow up with a mom who's a bank teller down in Auburn State Bank. And I was blessed to learn how to budget and balance a checkbook. But when it came to student loans, I had no clue going into college what the consequences of those could be. So even if a student has access to a financial literacy education at home, it leaves gaps. The all-encompassing curriculum that's available through the state treasurer's office at no cost to school districts really hits on all of those major subjects and gives Nebraska students a great leg up on the competition nationwide in financial literacy.
And I'd add that for with parents talking with their kids, you know, the legislature, Senator Slama and Senator McKinney, rightly prioritized kids receiving personal finance and financial literacy education before they graduate. But the reality is that these are skills that will be used for the rest of these kids' lives. And adults to this day face challenging and complicated personal finance decisions. And so we offer, not just for kids, but for all Nebraskans, important curriculum, things like retirement planning and how to save for your kids' college education, credit, and so many things, estate planning. One of the biggest challenges that we are working out with the Attorney General's office is elder abuse, and as our grandparents age, getting taken advantage of. That's part of financial literacy as well. So there are lots of facets and components to it, but we want to provide as much as we can free of charge to the people of Nebraska.
Perfect. And then, of course, I know you said you're making the trip across the state to get the more information about the Financial Literacy Act out. So I know you had Nate Ainsworth next. What's the next step you want to see from this act moving forward, and just, of course, making sure more people know about this?
Looking forward, I'm excited to see all Nebraska high school students graduating with the basic skills necessary to make responsible financial decisions. That's the next step, is the actual implementation of the bill. So I'm excited to get that going and get that put into place.
I think it's fantastic. We're working with a lot of partners, the Nebraska State Bankers Association, and so many banks across Nebraska know how important this is. The Nebraska Council on Economic Education out of the University of Nebraska is also leading the way in providing financial literacy training across the board, from kids to adults. Right now, we're working on a program which functionally is teaching teachers to teach financial literacy, and doing that free of charge. And any teacher in the state of Nebraska who wants the opportunity to learn more about this and how to teach this is something that we're working with the Nebraska Council on Economic Education on. I think it's a great thing. There are plenty of opportunities, and we're just continuing to ramp up and seeing how many people we can positively impact.
Awesome. And then I guess Treasurer Marante, anything else you'd like to add from your office or in moving forward with the Financial Literacy Act?
Sure. I'd encourage anyone who wants to view these free financial resources. There are plenty of webinars and those sorts of things out there. Go to treasurer.nebraska.gov. Again, it's free of charge on our website. We're happy to provide it.
And then same thing, Senator Slama, anything else you'd like to add?
I would echo the same sentiment as Treasurer Marante. Head over to treasurer.nebraska.gov and check out all the free resources available for you to check out.
Awesome. Well, State Treasurer John Marante, thanks for joining us, and also Senator Julie Slama, and of course, safe travels for you guys when you're making your trip across the state.
Well,
thanks so much.
You've been listening to The View from Wayne America, Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. Opinions expressed by our guest may not reflect those of this station. From politics to education, agriculture to business, we cover it all. Program content is copyrighted by Wayne Radio Works, LLC. The View from Wayne.